instead of talking about heartbreak, they sing about, you know, like their favorite, like, cup. 3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tam, and I'm here with Andy.
What is up with it?
That's three amigos.
So, I don't know why this keeps happening, but like, the sound, the mixer has changed, and I don't know what the fuck changed.
We don't do anything to the mixer.
Right, exactly. We don't do anything to the mixer, but the last couple episodes, I've seen our audio, and like, we've been louder. And so I've had to go, like, fix it, like, in post.
That's not one of those that automatically moves or adjusts, does it? One of those? It's old school.
It hasn't yet, like, for how long we've been using it. Yeah. So.
Windows just enables some new shit on it.
I've got a confession. When Matt's asleep, I do sometimes come in here and pretend that I'm a DJ using it.
You take it out to parties. Yes. Hey, girls, nothing's plugged in, but watch me DJ.
I just sit in this room while Matt's asleep in the other one. I got my Beats by Dre. Shoutouts if you want a sponsorship. I'd be totally down to sell out. And I sit here naked in these leathery chairs, and I pretend to blast as much EDM as possible. Like, that's well within my right as a human, as an American. That's how much EDM I blast. No more, no less. I'm not a crazy person. I'm not a filthy savage. I'm not a lawbreaker. I blast the correct amount of EDM.
Is dubstep dead? Is it still around? Like, I mean, I know it's dead, still around,
dead
but
step, am I right?
Something sure. Must have befallen dubstep.
But is it? Is it a thing still? I don't know.
I bet that it's just like with all music, it's not dead. It's just evolved into a bunch of different offshoots of what dubstep was. So when you say, hey, here's some metal for you, we could talk about some 80s hair band metal. We could talk about some death metal. We could talk about
death metal,
speed metal.
80s hair band metal.
I noticed that I was playing the new Ratchet and Clank game last night, and there's dubstep in that game.
Yeah.
Really?
There is.
There is one genre of music that can't evolve, and that's bro country, because it's sick.
Bro country?
Bro country.
Man.
What is bro?
I would love for you to give me a couple examples.
Yeah. I'm gonna Google this right now.
Have you ever listened to Kenny Chesney?
Is that bro country? Oh, bro country's a thing. I mean, yeah. I didn't believe you. I just had never heard of it before.
You know, instead of talking about heartbreak, they sing about, you know, like their favorite, like, cup, like a red solo cup.
Oh!
All right, here's the Wikipedia. Bro country is a subgenre of mainstream country music originating in the second decade of the 21st century that is influenced by 21st century hip-hop, hard rock, and electronic music. Many bro country songs, more often than not, are about attractive young women, the consumption of alcohol, partying, and pickup trucks. Because it wouldn't be country without your pickup trucks.
Guys, I have a confession to make.
What's up?
I enjoy bro country.
Really? No, you're from Alabama. It's okay.
I have to, it's in my genes, literally and figuratively. And by jeans, I do mean nipple covering overalls.
You know, this bro country thing reminds me of actually a tweet, which I'm going to share with you guys right now.
Please.
Because of self-driving cars, we're getting real close to a country singer singing about how his truck left him.
That's so awesome.
It's accurate, too.
I wish I could remember who said it. You never know on Twitter. There's a billion people there.
And they probably stole it just like you.
Could be a Russian bot.
Credit anonymous.
I did. I, you know what? I'm gonna credit Twitter.
Twitter. Twitter came up with it. Twitter's one AI thought. A diss versus country music artists.
Saw this on the Twitter.
It snaps to life. You know, with all this AI coming out, these automatic cars.
It's just a witty Twitter AI made to burn you, murder you with words.
Elon Musk and is just like, whoa. Let this one survive. We shouldn't kill this one quite yet.
Yeah. I want to experiment.
The one
on that
made its own language? Yeah, fuck that thing. But this made a bro country slam. We should see where this goes.
Yeah, because he's very like, hey, you guys should probably watch your AI type of dude. Yeah. So yeah, like, see where this goes. I like this.
We're taking a hard right. Fellas, I just got back from the beautiful city of Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
I went to a card game tournament. It was a 40-person event.
Were you drowning in puss?
I was drowning in puss. Let me give you the backstory of the event. You ready? I was testing and playing for this event for about 3 weeks solid. I had a deck all made, and I fucking hated it. It was not very good at all, but we were going to YOLO it out. 3 days. Count them, 3 days before the event, I looked at my friend Jake, the Big Johnson Johnson. I looked at him, and I said, tears in my eyes, Jake, I fucking hate my deck. What can I do? And he goes, hey, here is this deck that if you draw these cards, you win. But if you don't, you lose. And I went, Jake, why the fuck would I ever not want to play this deck in Las Vegas? It's a deck about nothing but gambling? I'm in. I go to the event. I'm excited to go 3-3. Three wins, three losses, call it a day, be pissed that I paid $100 for a plane ticket. I end up going 5-0-1. Five wins, no losses, one tie.
Really?
Huh.
And I do not make top cuts. Let me tell you about this dumb rule in my card game. It is a rule called diversity.
Okay.
Okay.
Go on.
I'm going to hold my tongue.
Right. That's an old wooden ship.
Mm-hmm. It's how the Italians would say it, yes. Here is what the rule of diversity is. Let's pretend that all three of us young fun boys are inside of a card game tournament, and we all decide to play the superhero Spider-Man as our main character.
Okay.
Well,
we're all Spider-Man.
Close your eyes and imagine us all being Spider-Lads. All
right.
There's only one Spider-Lad that's allowed in the top eight. So if I was playing Spider-Lad and Andy was playing Spider-Lad, but Matt was playing Venom.
Nice.
Me and Andy both cannot top this event. Do you remember that 5-0-1 that I happened to hit?
Yes.
The tie?
Uh-huh.
I tied with my diversity matchup.
Oh.
And he had 3 points worth of better tiebreakers than me. So it didn't go down to how good we did. It went down to how bad the people we fought were. And the people I fought were just a wee bit worse than him.
So did your tiebreaker dude place?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
A bunch of tiebreaker dudes placed.
Oh.
So then, I mean, you can't call it the top eight then. Because it's not the top eight. If it was the best eight, you would have been in it.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah, that...
So,
no
you
other...
call it like the eight...
Characters. Who did
top,
the best.
Top eight characters that did the best.
That's like the only card game I've heard that does that. Magic, you can play the same two decks. And
correct. The reason
winner.
That it happens is because back a format ago, the creators of UFS didn't like, hey, you played two decks. We've got 1,000 cards in the game. You played two decks, and so they went, you know, it's a fun sub game, only one of each character. So you need to make a meta choice of, are you the best of this, or are you going to play a lesser deck in order to sneak into tops? It is it's a strategy inside of our game that you can play. The issue is, that's really fun and dandy when all the characters are super balanced and even, and they printed a power creep set. And so we had a regional yesterday. The reason I said I was using my voice before the podcast is I commentated the Atlanta regional all day. There was a stream they had, and I just commentated over it for all of my viewers, the good people. And there were 5 spikes that were diversified in a 44-person event. The game that has 130 characters. It's so obvious that this set, that Spike is a broken character. And that's who I was playing when I got diversified. So, I really want them to snap ban Spike so that we don't have to fucking slaughter each other in diversity. Or, get rid of diversity. Because this is the second event in a row that I've been to that I've been diversified.
You heard it here on the podcast. Get rid of diversity.
Get rid of diversity. Although,
no, we're going to be lumped into we're going to be lumped into some things we don't like.
Someone's going to listen to this episode and like skip to just that part.
Yeah, it's like, what's this episode? What's this podcast about? I've never heard a 3-hit combo.
I like that they don't like diversity.
More like 3-Reich combo.
All right, can we do that for an April Fool's joke?
Oh, God!
3-right combo.
I'll make the graphic. It'll be the swastika, but only with 3 little arms.
April Fool's is on a Sunday, too.
Oh, perfect. No, but... yeah, I drank a lot of dad fuel that night.
Is that beer?
We just fucking threw up because I was so mad.
wait, you were like, the act of being mad made you throw up? Or
no, the act of being mad made me drink alcohol.
Oh.
And drinking alcohol plus being very, very sick on a plane. Like, I was sick the whole week leading up to it. Yeah. And so, yeah. It super wasn't fun. It was not a fun time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It was a blast. But the 6 packs that I got as a fucking consolation prize that were promptly thrown on the ground in protest, that was not a fun time. Losing due to tiebreakers because of diversity, that was not a fun time. Playing the games was awesome.
Good.
Playing the game.
And that's what you were there for.
That's what I was there for. But man, I did not want to lose to Scott Sundman, the man who memes on me every chance he gets. He's the one who gave me the name Mr. Damnation in the community because I have a fucking opinion about a card. It's a 2/5 without a block. It's not good. And he made a whole meme video about me.
You know what? Next time you have a tournament, that guy's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring Andy and I.
Yeah, we will just meme the fuck out of him.
We will kneecap him.
Just kneecap him?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to Tiny Heart. Okay, sorry. I thought we were just going to collectively meme the fuck out of him to existence.
No,
but kneecapping works as well.
No, we can't play the same game. We have to play a different game.
Yeah, and Scott Sundman is very good at the memeing game.
He's probably got groupies because he's good at memes. Because that's how the internet is today.
I mean, I think his memes are fucking hilarious. They're really, really good.
Yeah, see, I think my memes would just cut to like physical appearances and stuff and probably hurt more than I need to.
Yeah, he ended up winning the whole thing. I'm real happy for him.
I would crush his soul.
He did a really good job, and he played a really lame deck.
I would destroy this man for you, Tam. Matt and I both. Kneecaps and
death.
We are
at an overly expensive Korean barbecue the right after the event, and I was livid the whole time. I was drowning my sorrows in endless beef. I hit that sweet, sweet bulgogi. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. The best part is, like, some of the employees from Jasco were there, and I was like, man, this would feel so much better if I was in top eight tomorrow, Ryan. Did you know that I didn't lose a game yesterday, Ryan? I'm not in top eight. So sick. That's real awesome of me. Yeah, I was trying to figure out how to sneak an extra card into Scott Sudman's desk. I was like, who sells Eclipse sleeves at 11 o'clock at night in Las Vegas so I can sneak in one copy of Scorchwheel, the main card from my deck, into his so he can get DQ'd and I can rise up to my right. The cream will rise to the top.
You slipped that card in so he knows it was you. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. Scott, I don't know how this got in here, man, but I have to DQ you. I'm like, hey, Scott, I'm missing one Scorchwheel. Is there any way I could borrow one from you, buddy? I heard you had an extra.
And just don't break eye contact the whole time. I'm buddy. Get you.
The reason I wasn't here last week was I slept in and I forgot.
Beautiful.
Well, I like that daylight savings we're all here.
Yeah.
That would make more sense that you slept in than daylight savings.
I set two alarms.
Are you a hard sleeper?
I have to think. If I need to get up if I have to get up for something, I need to think about it the night before. I don't think about it the night before, we're sleeping until it happens. We naturally wake up.
He's a half-chub sleeper.
Which is about 11:30 every day. So.
Oof. I'd like to sleep until 11:30. My average wake-up time is 7 o'clock.
Ugh. I hear you, but I work till 9, so...
I miss those hours. Like, having late nights and sleeping in.
You say that, but you'd be surprised how many of your friends have 9-to-5s, do shit for 4 hours, and then don't want to hang out with you after 9. Well, you're growing up and you're an adult, Andy. I know because I'm growing up and I'm an adult-ish. So your friends don't want to hang out with you after 9 o'clock.
I'm not growing up. I actually stopped growing 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh no.
Wow.
Did you get that? You get that checked out? Or is it just age?
How does that work?
I'm just every year I'm just 25 again.
So my weeks haven't been as eventful. We started the getting a house.
Oh yeah.
Prospect. Wow. So
yeah. You and Camilla are pretty serious about this relationship, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we got married and everything.
It's 2018. That doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah,
anymore.
It doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got married twice in Vegas. After I had some liquid courage, some PTC happening or happy or I couldn't say saddening or man, that joke fell flat. Like I did at the PTC.
It'll be like that. Was it the Simpsons episode where they go to Vegas and Ned Flanders gets married? And then it comes back to haunt him or Homer gets married?
Man, you know what?
That's like every...
Yeah.
That's a very common trope.
Yeah.
There's a million episodes of The Simpsons. Yeah. Yeah. I bet we could just play bingo with a couple nouns and we'd get there.
Probably. Yeah. I stopped watching The Simpsons after they started doing the Made in HD.
Oh, after it looked all funny?
Well, not that. It's just I realized that, like, the writers had changed and it just, I don't know. It was like they lost all their good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But that movie was fantastic.
The movie was good.
They kept, like, all the good stuff that they didn't put in the show. They're like, we're going to keep it for the movie.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Pretty good.
It was very surprising. I was expecting kind of like a Simpsons movie. I really enjoyed it. I had a blast.
That movie came out like 10 years ago.
I know. I guess they're in pre-production on a second one.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, why?
I don't know.
That was my question too. Huh, a Simpsons movie.
And I guess Matt Groening himself is writing it, so that's nice. But, yeah, looking at houses, playing games.
Cool.
Hell yeah.
You know, you should provide the ultimate commitment to Camilla.
Get a dog.
We have two cats.
It's baby time.
Oh, fuck that.
It's what?
It's baby time. Yeah, no.
I said
we can barely get a house.
Andy immediately reeled back.
Just steal a baby.
No.
There are so many babies left unattended at Walmart. You just walk in, you walk out. Make sure you put on a ski mask It won't look.
Yeah, so the kid knows you're going skiing.
Right,
yeah.
So the kid knows you're
going
skiing.
You want to do something fun?
That does seem to make sense.
It's called make a regretful decision at 4 a.m. What about you, Matt? How's your past couple weeks? Anything?
I've been playing some Civ 6.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Is the new expansion out yet?
Yes.
It is? Nice. Yeah.
So I won a science victory with Scotland, and I won a culture victory with France.
Did they add in... Oh, sorry.
And I won a domination victory with the Aztecs.
All right. That's cool.
Potato-powered rockets.
Did they add in... Can you do religious victories in Civ 6? Oh, thank God.
Yeah, that was in the vanilla game. It came with religious victory.
Because that always bothered me in Civ 5. When they added the religion, I was like, you could get it, but it didn't really matter to the end game.
Yeah.
Because I fucking loved religion.
I still miss economic victory from Civilization Revolution.
Did they not have that?
They haven't had it in any of the other games.
Oh. Huh. That seems like something that you could have.
And Civ Revolution, to be fair, is a pretty shitty Civ game. Like, everything is basically get this many of this stat and then build this. It's like get so much science and build a rocket, or get so much culture and build Broadway or some shit like that. And then the economic victory is get so much gold and build the World Bank. I don't think it would necessarily work in like Civ 6 to make it that simple.
Got it, yeah.
So I don't know how they would do it, but I wish they would bring it back.
Maybe they just didn't spend that much time on Revolution. Like, and that's a good system. Go.
No, Revolution was, it is not a Civ experience.
Was that was a console one, right?
Yeah, that was a console one.
For the 3 and 360?
Yeah.
That gen? Okay. I couldn't remember.
Yep. And basically, you play as Rome or Mongolia, and then you win the game.
Oh, really?
Oh, the thing about Mongolia is, and this is fucking extremely powerful. Every time they convert a barbarian camp, it becomes a city.
Oh, Jesus.
So they don't need to build settlers, which, you know, takes a long ass time to build each settler.
Jesus.
And then you can, what Leaper would always do is rush ocean faring technology so you can go find the Tower of Babel. And then, like, you get a bunch of fucking technologies. Or no, Tower of Babel and Atlantis. And then you just get a bunch of, like, free shit, so.
Nice.
And to this day, Austin still will not play Civilization because Civilization Revolution was not very good on where it spawned you. And sometimes it could spawn you and literally just, you can't fucking play the game. Austin was spawned, like, in the Arctic Circle. And had, like, no food to grow his city. He couldn't make a settler, because you have to have at least 2 population to make a settler. And Leaper went up there and just fucking took his city within, you know, 30 minutes of starting the game.
Yeah, I could see him being pissed about that.
Yeah, and he has not played since. So.
I never played Civilization game.
Dude, it sucks you the fuck in. It's ridiculous.
I've watched the Game Grumps play, and they had to do a lot of fast forwards, and I was like,
"Yeah, that's."
And I barely have time to jerk off. I don't think I can handle. I don't think I can handle this game.
You know, normally I don't get on like Let's Players for like how well they play the game, but they played that game stupid.
Well, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, it was dumb.
All right, I guess since we're talking about games,
let's get into gaming with the soundboard I resurrected.
Gaming news so great, you'll be coming back for more.
I need it.
This is gaming news.
All right, so you guys said not to bother with the Nintendo Direct, but I'm going to bother with the Nintendo Direct.
Okay.
I was completely joking. I know that's big news to Tam. And I suppose Matt.
Full disclosure. I didn't watch anything but Smash.
Super Smash Bros. Teased for Nintendo Switch with a dramatic trailer. And where the squid girl looks at a burning logo.
I will give Nintendo that was very cinematic and cool how they introduced that.
Did you see which Link it was? It was Breath of the Wild Link. I'm so hyped.
I'm not surprised.
That's what I heard.
It's so sick. Breath of the Wild is amazing.
Video Game Donkey made a great video trying to break down the characters that were in the shadows. And he's like, that right there is Tony the Tiger.
I liked, I saw a bunch of memes on Twitter about Mario, like, Mario's in it! Yeah. The SpongeBob voice made that. I sent you guys memes, but the SpongeBob voice made me think of that.
So, yeah. So, and from now on, the internet's going to argue on whether or not it's going to be a new game or a port.
Oh, yeah.
Probably a port, hoping it's a new game.
What I saw pointed out was that when a game is ported, it has a copyright of, like, the year the game was made through the year the port was made.
Mm-hmm.
And this had a copyright of just 2018.
I was going to say, that was pretty cool, too, that it's a 2018 release date. So, they've been probably working on this for a long time.
Well, I mean, it's been, like, 5 years since the last one.
Four years.
And Switch has been out a year now, right?
Mm-hmm. 4 years.
Okay, the Switch's been out 4 years.
No.
Huh.
So, it's a little soon for a new game, but that doesn't mean they didn't make a new game.
I mean, that's one of their, like, biggest franchises.
You know how sick it would be if Masahiro Sakurai was like, all right, we gave you these shitty party games for the last four. Let's go balls deep and make this a real fucking fighting game.
Oh, my God. Listen to him.
I would. I'd eat it up.
I want a fighting game.
No, nothing has topped Melee yet, right? Like, no, in the competitive scene, Melee's still the top?
I'm sorry, not even close is not fair. Smash 4 has come close, but the...
Which one's 4?
The most recent one.
What's its name?
Smash for Wii U.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's just Smash Bros. That's a dumb fucking name. Sorry, go on.
I agree. I just got your meme. Thanks. I lost my place.
Melee, no other game has come close except Smash Bros.
Melee just, like, is constantly, like, here we are because our community is massive. We are the definition of grassroots. We are the closest thing to a true grassroots game since Street Fighter 2. Like, if you want to take ourselves seriously, so you need to take us seriously type of game. And Smash 4 kind of had the privilege of, like, hey, Nintendo, I'm Mr. Nintendo. Hey, how are you? And Smash 4 is a cool fighting game. It should be at Evo. And Melee's like, yeah, but that game fucking sucks. So you should let us be at Evo, too. We'll raise you a bunch of money to be at Evo.
At this point, the Melee guys, I don't think they're going to want to go to a new game. I think every new game is not going to be Melee to them.
Every time that a new Smash Brothers game, like, I watched the compilation videos of a bunch of commentators and a bunch of top-tier players looking at the game, and every time that a new Smash game comes out, they all play it competitively. Like, they all do, but then they go back to Melee because they introduced tripping, or there's no edge hopping, or edge guarding, or there's no elk. Like, there's these deep mechanics inside of Melee that make it look a more enriching game.
Hmm.
Like, it's a fun, exciting game. Like, Smash 4 is all about playing the neutral, and that, like, as opposed to Melee, which is a combo game. Like, as soon as you win the neutral once, inside of a stock, this is super nerdy, I'm sorry, inside of a stock, you win the neutral three times and that stock's over. Inside of Smash 4, you have to win the neutral like six or seven times in order to get a stock. And that's not very fun. And genuinely, I don't like it as a consumer of that game. I don't watch competitive Smash 4 because I hate watching the back and forth dance of, oh no, they're about to hit each other. Oh no. Oh, I got a hit. There's another hit. All right, we'll go back to neutral.
I think the things you're saying, like the mechanics you're talking about, and specifically like the neutrals, is probably why they're not making a game like Melee, because only a couple people really know what the hell you're talking about.
Sure. Okay, so let me give you some other numbers and see if you
think
relate.
I have a feeling sometimes that the fighting game community thinks they're owed another Melee. Whereas they're not making games for your community.
Sure.
Ooh, I could understand that.
Let me give you this though, okay?
Okay.
It's what the community wants as opposed to what the creator wants. So let's talk about this.
But the fighting game community is not the community for the game.
Right. It is, but it isn't.
It's a piece of the community
for the game. Yeah, sure. But I guess you're not wrong, but you're not right either. I will agree that it is just a piece, but it's a fairly large piece.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely I do. I 100%.
I guess I would.
I think the Melee people are the minority, but it's I think it's large enough to count. So like here, if you made a deep fighting game for Super Smash Brothers, there are still going to be a bunch of casuals that, man, I picked Pikachu because I like a little yellow rat. Like the fact that there are deep fighting game mechanics inside of Melee doesn't mean you have any less fun with it.
No,
you don't
but
have to L cancel, wave dash, learn how to hit confirm. Like you don't have to do all of that to play the game. Just like when I play Dragon Ball FighterZ and I slap my elbow down on the controller, like I'm having a blast, but I don't know how to scale up my combos. I don't know how to do things in that game.
Well, Dragon Ball FighterZ is basically made specifically for the casual to have fun.
Yeah.
Because did you see Danny play it?
Yeah.
Did you see the combos he was throwing out there?
I've played the game and the combos I throw, I've right. stuck at Stick Fighters.
But like a game like Street Fighter has a hard time pulling in more casual people because of how intricate the game is.
Yeah, but
I think if you make another Smash game that's that like intricate to please the fighting game community, you might squeeze out people you want to buy the game.
Yeah, but on the we can talk about this off air. Unless you want to keep talking about this. I can sit here and argue it all day.
I don't care. We can move on to the next thing.
All right.
Mario Tennis Aces is coming out to Switch.
That's hype.
South Park The Fractured But Whole is coming to Switch.
Switch is getting some good ports lately.
Mm-hmm.
Undertale will eventually be on Switch.
Yes.
Okay. I like that. It still blows my mind that they were able to port Doom and Wolfenstein to the Switch. I was like, all right. That goes to show that they have a bitchin' engine.
Mm-hmm.
And that engine is fucking amazing.
I'm sorry. I'm going to rain on everyone's parade today. But I still can't get over how NBA 2K18 on the Switch couldn't do plaid. In the PS4 and Xbox One versions, the announcer had a plaid jacket.
Yeah.
And in the Switch, they had to give him a solid color jacket. It was
That's
weird.
That's random.
It was really weird. But I'm reminded of that sometimes when we're talking about like ports and exclusives and shit.
Huh. That's interesting.
The next Overwatch hero is Brigitte.
Isn't she... Is she out now or is she still in the test realm?
She's in the PTR still.
All right.
She's the daughter of Torbjorn.
What's she do?
She has a rocket flail, which has an extended range, enabling her to strike multiple enemies with a single swing. She has a repair pack that can heal over an ally's maximum health points.
Wow.
Which would give him armor instead. She has a whip shot, throwing her flail at a long distance, dealing damage and knocking an enemy away from her. She has a barrier shield, kind of like a personal version of Reinhardt's. A shield bash. When her shield's deployed, she can bash it.
Neato.
Inspire. When Brigitte hits her enemies with the flail, she also heals nearby enemies or allies over time. And Rally, which is her ultimate, she moves faster and provides all nearby allies with armor that lasts until it's removed by damage.
That's pretty cool.
She's a striker character? She's an attacker?
Yeah. Well, she's a support. She's not an offensive hero.
Okay.
But she does strike.
Neat.
So that's interesting.
That is cool.
They've released two supports in a row.
I haven't played Overwatch in a hot minute.
I know. I want to play Overwatch.
I've been mad into Diablo.
In Diablo?
I know.
Really?
Dude, the game just fucking sucks me back in. It's crazy. Huh. I had to move the game onto my solid state drive because the character I have was moving too fast and killing too fast that my hard drive was like lagging.
So you've beaten that game then?
A lot of times.
Sea of Thieves is holding one last beta this weekend. By the time you read this, it will probably be over. But I want to mention I played the beta last weekend for Sea of Thieves.
How was it?
I did not have fun.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
I didn't have fun.
Oh, shit, really?
I did not
find fun. I was not expecting that answer at all.
It seems really cool. Like, it's really interesting. And I did not have any fun.
Why?
It just seemed... It was so, how do I put it? Like, shallow? I don't know. You get on the boat, you find other people, you shoot at them, you win or lose. You get on a boat, you find other people, you shoot at them, you win or lose.
Oh.
You get on a boat, you find other people, and you shoot at them.
Man, that game looked like it had some serious promise.
I will say I had fun shooting people in, like, when I was fighting them in the water, just because I was kicking ass. But...
Huh.
It's just a minor moment.
I was not expecting that.
Stefan, Tyler, Aria have been playing it, and they've apparently been having a lot of fun. So, I mean, good for them. But when I played it, I kind of forced myself to play it for a couple hours just because I told them I'd play. But eventually I just left. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go because I'm not having fun.
Huh.
So, that's my report on Sea of Thieves.
Was not expecting that.
Back to you in the station, Tom. Thanks, Matt.
Valve is getting back into shipping new games.
I will believe it when I fucking see it.
I knew it.
Yeah, I will fucking believe that when I see it. So... And not that shitty fucking Artifact card game.
That's the real one they mentioned immediately.
Real fucking games.
This is an artifact.
Real games.
What if it comes with like a...
A real artifact.
What if it comes with a real artifact? What if it comes with like a little SD card? And you're like, what the fuck is this? So you like put it in your computer.
Oh, man.
And it's Half-Life 3.
Oh, man.
A secret Half-Life 3 launch would... I'd be punching Camilla. That's how excited I'd be. Camilla just...
Oh, God.
And then you'd get her a dog, right?
No.
No.
I'd get her ice for her face.
a prime steak.
Here, baby, cook the steak when it's done on your face. All right, enough of that.
Not domestic abuse.
No, I know, yeah, that's not funny.
I mean, it's a little funny.
It's a little funny.
I mean, as long as at least one person laughed, I think it was funny. Even if that person was you.
I know. That'd be cool, but yeah, fuck Artifact. I want, like, real games.
I'm just... We played a board game one time where it's like, you get this dry erase board, and then someone has to draw a picture, and then you give it to the next person, and they have to write a caption.
Oh.
And then you give it to the next person, and then off of that caption, they have to draw what the person, two people before them, drew. Like, try and match it. And Aria had drawn someone hitting someone else, in like laying in a bed or something like that. And then fucking Tyler, his caption was me putting Aria in her place.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Man.
We're like, Aria, do you feel safe here?
Do you need to stay here overnight?
I'd tell you to blink twice if for yes, but that big black guy is throwing me off.
Hey, so PS4 is adding some new features.
That's neat.
That's it. That's the story.
Oh, no, okay.
I'm just kidding.
Like a clock?
As a family manager, parent, or guardian... You can now monitor your child's playtime.
Oh.
For when Andy steals that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can limit how long your child plays. You can set playable hours.
Oh, that's clever.
When the playtime ends, it lets your child know they're out of playtime. You can extend or shorten the time.
Insert more coins to extend playtime.
You can also hide games.
That's clever.
Nice. I don't have to feel shame about my Leisure Suit Larry collection.
Hide.
This setting playtime on PS4 is bringing me back to way back in the day with AOL. My parents set like an internet limiter.
Really?
Yeah. Where you can only get on an hour a day.
My dad wrote his AOL password on a sticky note on his desk, so I just never signed into mine. So unlimited internet.
So I remember being like 8 years old and being like,
no,
it's not fair.
I was that guy on AOL chat was really, or that girl on AOL chat was really nice.
Yeah, he was gonna get me a bunch of booze.
He wanted me to come over to his house. Oh, yeah, well.
Said he had a lot of PlayStation 1 games.
Ugh. And ice cream!
I would have said PlayStation, not PlayStation 1.
Sorry.
Get into the mood.
Yeah, Andy. I'm sorry.
You're not a thespian.
PSX. I didn't play SX!
Actually, I basically spent my very early years on AOL when I was like 7 or 8. In chat rooms, asking people if they like Dragon Ball Z.
Probably because Dragon Ball Z is fucking sick.
I love that show stands the test of time.
It really does.
Did you know they're showing the final two episodes of Super in like different, like certain cities in Mexico are doing like a big like arena showing?
Wait, are they ending Super?
Yeah. It's the last two episodes, at least for now.
Oh.
There's nothing.
That's cool that there's an end.
But they're showing them like a double feature in like plazas and arenas.
That's cool.
Goku versus Jiren. Shirtless Jiren.
Shirtless Jiren?
Yeah.
He's got those big, big purple or gray nips.
And see, Goku has to change his hair gray to find a new new power level. Jiren just has to take off his shirt.
Yeah. Now that my nips are exposed.
My power is now ultimate.
It's instinctual, if you would.
All right. Good God. We've only done gaming news.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's see.
What time is it?
11:30.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It's 11:30?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, time to trot on through.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to technology news.
I am programmed for your pleasure.
Floppy disks, CDs, and Blu-rays.
This all about them floppy.
Please assume the position.
23,000 HTTPS certificates pulled after CEO sends private keys in an email.
Smart. Next.
Good job. That was awesome. What a goob.
So a plane was flying through a nor'easter, and apparently it was so bad nearly everyone threw up. 40 to
Messy.
50 puking passengers.
Messy. That sucks. Next.
All right, let's go to news.
When there's some strange news in your neighborhood.
Who you gonna call? Three-hit combo.
That drop was longer than our last segment.
Florida middle school teacher caught hosting a white supremacist podcast.
No!
I think she got suspended or fired. That sucks.
They stole our idea. We're the three right cops.
Toilet paper prices rise in Taiwan. Shortage.
Oh, thank God.
They're out of toilet paper.
That sounds shitty.
Da-na-na-na-na-na. Next.
Good night, everybody.
Couple adopts a pet pig from an animal shelter, only to kill it and eat her.
I mean, what else would you do? Next.
It's from an animal shelter. You keep it as a damn pet.
That's fair.
Yeah, if you want to kill a pig, go to, like, a farm where they raised a pig to be killed. The Utah State Bar accidentally sends nude photos to its members.
It happens.
I mean, cool, as long as it's boobs. Next.
Yeah, it was. It went out to basically every attorney in the state of Utah.
Awesome.
It's particularly embarrassing because the State Lawyers Association has declared pornography a public health crisis in 2016.
Yeah, I agree.
Fucking Utah.
There are worse public health crises.
Yeah.
Maybe you get on that opioid.
Yeah, or the guns.
They took our guns.
They took our guns. And that is it. Yeah, that's the last story. Ran through that, so Tam can get his ass out of here.
Tam making money. Da-na-na-na.
So remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/38combopodcast. Your contacts are freaking out.
Yeah. Let me just move this mic away from you. So
they're trying to, like, go into your brain.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Twitter.com/38combopc. Email us your nudes, 38combopodcast@gmail.com.
Dicks included.
Unless you're from Utah.
Yeah,
don't do that. That's
don't
bad.
Don't
we'll
do
tell.
It if you're from Utah. Yeah, we'll tell on you.
Yeah.
That's the opposite of the defenders of the nudes.
Hey.
Sorry, you Utah fucks.
And check us out on YouTube, 3 Hit Combo Podcast. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt signing out.